Was that jerky? Was that?
No, it was not jerky, because jerky it was very thin. But you would put it in fairly small pieces, and you would salt it. You would hang it up in a smokehouse. Then you'd take it out and let the sun dry it out. Then every day you'd take it in and take it out. And you didn't dare let it get wet, because that would spoil it. And sometimes when you got it good and dry, you would smoke it, but sometimes you wouldn't. But you had to soak it for a good while before you could cook it. Mm-hmm. Now, they did not corn beef in this area. I don't know why. You know, people up in New England and in the North, they did a lot of corning of the beef and pork, for that matter.
I don't know that much about how you
make a pickle out of brine. Mm-hmm. And you put the meat in the brine and put the meat in a barrel and pour brine over it. Mm-hmm. And you weight it down and you leave it there until it's cured. But in this area they didn't do that. They dried it. They would salt it and then dry it in the sun.
Was there any reason that they didn't
I think the weather was not cold enough.
Oh, really?
I think that was the reason they didn't. Mm-hmm. I think it must have taken colder weather than we had.
I'm amazed. All right, now, what did you...
I'll tell you something else they raised.
What's that?
They raised their own rice, too.
Rice? Here?
Yes. And I can remember going to the rice mill one time, this was before I started school, with my mother and father. And I don't think they ever raised rice after that.
Don't you have to have...
But everybody raised their own rice. It was Highland rice. And you'd raise it in a wet place, but it did not have to be flooded.
Yeah, the only rice that I knew was, you know...
That they had in Louisiana and East Texas and Arkansas.
Yeah.
But this was a kind of rice that was called Highland rice, and all the farmers raised their own rice. Mm-hmm. It was a short grain rice that was very gunny when you cooked it.
Had a lot of starch type.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever heard of that. There's something new every day. When you had to put things into bottles.
Yes.
And the neck of the bottle was really thin. What did you use to get the stuff into the bottle?
Use a funnel.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do much canning yourself?
Yes, I do.
So tell me about the canning.
You want this all to go on that tape recorder?
Sure.
I don't do much anymore. I did that during the years that I stayed at home. The things that I have canned mostly have been tomatoes and peaches and peach pickles and pear preserves and fig preserves and jellies, mm-hmm. and beans, green beans, string beans.
Yeah.
Now I use a pressure cooker, mm-hmm. to can beans and to can tomatoes. I don't can squash, and I don't can carrots, not Irish potatoes, but I know people who have. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law used to, but I never did can those things.
Yeah.
I canned a lot of peas, field peas, mm-hmm. at one time. Until I canned 500 cans one time, didn't ever want to see another one. But those, we picked them and shelled them, and I took them to a canning plant. Also, I canned a soup mixture that was made up of tomatoes and corn and some beans and okra that we like very much.
Saves a lot of money.
Yes.
Get back to what you want.